Texte numéro 63. Occupy Wall Street, 99% movements get challenge from the other 1%. In a news conference yesterday, President Obama told the protesters of Occupy Wall Street he understood their concerns about the nation's financial system, but also defended those who worked in the financial sector, saying their work was necessary for the economy to grow. It was the first time the focus had been shifted from the "we are the 99%" of people who have been protesting over corporate greed on Wall Street, among other issues, to the 1% of people they're protesting. As the Occupy movement continues to spread across the nation, the bankers who work on and around Wall Street have begun to speak up. Some have responded by telling protesters they aren't so different from them, or started their own counter-protests. Others have said they just don't care. Exception magazine reports that last night, self-identified Wall Street workers were seen meeting attendees to challenge them on why they had come to protest. The two workers called out protesters for rallying against corporations while consuming products like designer clothes and iPads. They pointed out that most of the protesters clearly could afford to eat, and they echoed Mayor Michael Bloomberg's argument that some bankers are struggling to make ends meet too. New York Federal Reserve's Board of Directors, Catherine Wild, agreed with the two wayward bankers, Public Radio International reports, saying recently that if the protesters actually talked to the people working inside the banks and on Wall Street, they would find they have far more in common with them than what divides them. A counter-protest has also started on Wall Street, Occupy, Occupy Wall Street, by two investment bankers who are fed up with the demonstrations. Meanwhile, President Obama was trying to align himself with the swelling protest movement. "I think it expresses the frustrations that the American people feel, that we had the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression, huge collateral damage all throughout the country, all across Main Street, and yet you're still seeing some of the same folks who acted irresponsibly trying to fight efforts to crack down on abusive practices that got us into this problem in the first place," the president said at a news conference in the East Room. For the struggling president, the nascent movement offers a chance at salvation, the opportunity to excite liberals with the sort of populist energy that has fueled the Tea Party for 2 years. But as liberal leaders already know, the young movement must be careful to avoid Obama's embrace. He decimated the progressive cause once, and he would do it again if given the chance. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2011.